On a sunny Saturday morning, 15-year-old Louis Knights takes the reins of a tan mare named Sunny and gently leads her into the arena with the help of his instructor.
Louis, ask your horse to walk into the arena.
Walk on.
Very good. We are going to take the reins in our right hand, are you sure?
Okay.
Left hand, right? And we're going to double them up like this. Then we're going to place one foot in the stirrup.
Which one?
Left one, that's right. And then swing over. Very nice. I like the way that you sat down very gently into your saddle.
Louis has taken lessons at New Heights for about 8 years. He has an autism spectrum disorder, which means he struggles with social interaction, emotional connections, and eye contact. Instructors say connecting with animals can provide good training. Louis's dad, Robert Knights, says he's not totally sure how the therapy helps his son, but he's always in a better mood after riding.
I hope that he becomes a better person from the experience. I don't necessarily think that there's any intellectual benefit, although I can't rule that out. I'm not an expert in this area, but I'm fairly certain that this is beneficial.
New Heights Executive Director Stephen Angro was new to horses when he started his job a few years ago. He says learning how to ride gave him some good insights into what his clients were experiencing and achieving.
My vision of horse riding was based on an old Western. So here I'm thinking, I get to ride a horse. I figured I'm going to jump on a horse and I'm going to go tearing through the fields, jumping over trees, through streams, you know, nay, nay. You know, I'm in an arena and the lesson was difficult.
Research has shown that equine therapy, also known as hippotherapy, can be helpful for everything from improving motor skills to forming social bonds. Riding instructor and occupational therapist Sue Yancey says the stride of the horse naturally mimics the human gait, so it can help people with disabilities like cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy develop better balance, core control, and motor skills. She believes it can also help people who have a hard time bonding emotionally with other people.
Winston Churchill said, "There's something about the outside of a horse that's good for the inside of the man." And for some reason, horses, not in everybody, but in a lot of people, really evoke a feeling of companionship. I've seen people who don't bond with other people, like autistic spectrum riders, bond with their horse.
Yancey says she's seen major transformations at the stables. One of her clients is an 8-year-old with Down syndrome. After not speaking for most of her childhood, she's started to open up.
She's starting to say go, and we're also working on up, down, putting her arms up while she's on the horse or reaching up to get a toy while she's on the horse and counting as she walks, she takes her horse over ground poles.
Yancey says these changes can be very powerful for families. One mom cried when she first heard her daughter speak while riding. That's part of the reason volunteers are compelled to come back week after week to shovel manure, clean stalls, and brush the horses. Pierre Saul worked as a psychotherapist for 28 years and says he feels good when he sees riders improve.
Over the weeks, you begin to see them become more confident in what they're doing, you know, and the instructor keeps pushing them to do more and more and more. And you can see the child respond, or the rider, because a lot of them are adults, you know, respond to that. So it's a great satisfaction.
It's also a refreshing alternative to traditional therapies. Many riders with disabilities have gone through occupational and physical therapy for years.
It may just be in an office and, you know, they're being stretched on a table or what have you. You know, what a beautiful change that they can get that same efficacy by coming out to this beautiful farm, you know, and riding a horse.
Robert Knights says he'll continue bringing Louis as long as he enjoys it.
Louis, I really like that you sit up straight and tall. What I'd like you to add is parallel hands. Shorten your reins just a little bit to the next keeper.
New Heights has about 70 clients right now, but they aim to double that. Angro says they're also developing a collaboration with the New Orleans Police Department in order to serve veterans and at-risk youth in the New Orleans area. To learn more, visit WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.